Dan Zangrilli from Pirates Pre and Post in studio with us. His appearances are brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Dan, you talked to Ben Cherington and Paul Skeens yesterday. Let's start with Cherington. That was a half-hour conversation. What was your biggest takeaway?
The question that we asked about the risk that they would be willing to take on, I think the stance, the consensus, and this is just my opinion, is that you would be taking not as much risk if you're trading away bona fide players. And I tried to specify that in my question to Ben. Do you need to get a bona fide player back in return if you're going to be giving up a
major league talent for major league talent?
Yeah.
And what he said.
And he said, no, the Pirates need to not be risk averse. They need to be willing to take on risk. I found that to be a bit surprising. Now, he did qualify in saying that there's times that they may not do that and it may not make sense, but he specifically said, for a team like the Pirates, we can't shy away from risk. And
so did that make you feel like big guns are getting moved or no?
Well, if they do, mm-hmm. not necessarily will they or won't they, but if they do,
they could be for prospects.
They could be for otherwise unknown commodities.
And you don't like that?
Not for guys that are under control. If you're the expiring contracts are one thing. Your leverage is what it
but
is.
Mitch Keller, you need guys back.
At least from where I sit right now. Yes. Maybe I'm a little flexible on that with the relievers in Bednar and Santana, but mm-hmm. certainly for anybody like Keller.
Keller's pitching tonight. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah.
You're not.
Not at all.
Okay, so I am. So why aren't you?
Because why would you deal him at the trade deadline? I just don't see...
Okay, well, that's different. So you just said, why would you trade him at the deadline? You think he's pitching because he's not getting traded.
Correct. You have to be blown away. I just don't think that a contending club is going to detract from their roster. That's what you need. You need turnkey offense. Maybe Cherington disagrees. It's more of a December trade with a guy like Keller than it is a July trade.
But there's no rules in going to like the Orioles, for example. They need arms and they have bats. Who cares that it's July and both teams stink? Talk to them again.
Yeah,
make a baseball trade. You can make a baseball trade with them in July. You can make a baseball trade with them, like you said, in January.
But I suppose they would be the exception. They would be the exception, but I don't know if you just want to limit it to that as opposed to just hold your cards and then get to December to see their
I'm just saying they're more likely to give up those guys that are here rather than a team that is in first place or a game out of a wild card spot and doesn't want to make their team worse or weaker in one area to rob Peter to pay Paul, so to speak,
is
what you're saying.
And I don't know. I mean, if you're in the situation that the Orioles and the Pirates are in, I think you're just better off just putting this on hold and punting to December.
Is Cherington's hands tied, you think? He said something on his radio show after he talked to you guys that I thought was interesting. He brought up on his own to block making sure that he talked to Williams and Nutting before a trade got made.
Well, especially big ones. And I don't think that that's necessarily atypical. But for something as big as a Keller, or especially if you're going to be onboarding money because there was a process that wasn't in place when Dave Littlefield dealt away Matt Morris that I think was then put in place afterwards, if we're talking about bringing on salary or if you're going to be trading away somebody like David Bednar, I think the owner's going to want a signature on
that. Why would the owner want to be involved with Bednar in particular?
I mean, the same reasons why he would want to be involved with Andrew McCutchen or being adamant that McCutchen is back. If you're going to be trading away, especially a hometown guy, somebody that has been so good in the community, if there's any other optics
mm-hmm.
or riptide, a ripple effect that's going to be happening, the owner wants to be part of
that. I don't think the ripple effect would be with fans, though. I think fans would be fine with it.
Perhaps.
With Bednar.
Perhaps. I mean, I
don't think there's going to be a Bednar mutiny like there was when McCutchen and Garrett Cole got traded 24 hours apart.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that
just
it's specific to
here.
Bednar. I think it's just any big trade. There's probably a system in place with every organization, not just in Pittsburgh.
How about what Skeen said? You said, are you guys close or are you far? And he said, we're both. And then he wanted to revisit what they didn't do in the offseason. He said, we were victims of that. The goal seemed to be basically to count on internal guys.
I mean, accountability in all forms, I think, is a good thing, right? I mean, he's an accountability guy. Like, he would want to be taken to task if things aren't going well. Is he going to be that guy that holds his teammates and anybody else accountable? I don't see why that's.
If he was willing to say that to you, imagine what he's saying behind closed doors. And I'm not saying he has bad bedside manner, but if he wants to say that into a telephone on a radio station, he probably has had conversations with them about, come on, guys, what are we doing here?
I don't view that as a bad thing, do you?
I love it, actually. So, well, I think it's a great thing.
And that's what I mean. Accountability of all forms, like this doesn't have to be just employer-employee. I think those days are gone, especially in baseball.
You're dealing with a guy like him, the scales are
far more collaborative. Needs to be far more collaborative, and I think that he's obviously growing into a position where he feels comfortable, and his track record is such that if he's got something on his mind, he can, as he did on the program, a very respectable manner, convey that
opinion. What do you think happens between now and Thursday? What are your predictions?
I think that they're going to deal, obviously, all of the guys on the expiring contracts. I think a reliever could be gone. It's hard to ignore Joey Bart's voice cracking a couple of nights ago after Bednar's 100th save in his career. Bednar being very reflective with the media. In fact, I don't know if this was necessarily reported a ton, but he took a moment after he spoke with reporters to drink in the skyline. The ballpark actually went as far as taking some pictures.
So he was acting like he's going to get traded.
It all of that. And I even asked Charrington about it, and he gave a very thoughtful answer to that end, almost as if something was a foregone conclusion. Now, nothing has happened just yet, but I wouldn't be shocked. So the expiring guys, and I would say one of the bigger relievers, that, and like Caleb Ferguson, he's probably going to go. He's on an expiring deal, I think. And, you know, Santana, or maybe not.
And nobody wants Hayes, right? I mean, that's just an albatross deal.
Well,
and
you might be able to package it with something. He is starting to hit a little bit. He is hitting a little bit at home, but I think the track record, unfortunately, of him not producing is far too great for somebody to just say, oh, yeah, I want to onboard that money.
All right, Dan. Are you on late night tonight?
I am.
There you go.
All right.
Dan Zangrilli, pre and post game.